It was about extending the middle class version of the tax cuts and not extending the tax cuts for the upper 1 or 2%.
Tell me a little bit about how this all happened and what it was like.
It's sort of crazy. You know, I have been talking when I can around Missouri for higher minimum wages and health care and things like that. And I, you know, I've written a couple of things in the Post-Dispatch and in various other places. And I've done this at the behest of a local group, Jobs with Justice, and a national group called Businesses for Shared Prosperity. And when the possibility of a White House meeting came up, they put my name on the list, and I made the cut, basically. There were a lot of businesses that wanted to do this. But I think they understand most of the businesses there were much larger and much more entrepreneurial than ours, much less established. But I think they wanted someone in the room who just dealt with ordinary people every day. You know, that my customers are the folks who shop on Delmar. You know what I mean? And I think they wanted to hear that.
So what was the conversation like?
Well, I think the understanding was that this was one of the few times when there was a meeting in the White House that wasn't a bunch of people coming to ask for some special favor, some tax deduction for themselves. No one in that room was really asking for anything for themselves. These were small businesses who were here, who were in the room because they thought tax cuts for the wealthy do not stimulate the economy, and that long-term tax reform and tax planning was the way to solve the debt crisis, and that the first step is reinstating the Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class and not reinstating the Bush-era tax cuts for the very wealthy.
About how long was the meeting?
We were in the room about an hour and a half. Most of it was with like the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, the SBA, people like that. The president was in the room less than an hour, but he was there to listen. He was incredibly thoughtful, obviously incredibly intelligent. You know, the people on the other side of the table, the administration officials, they know all the numbers. They know all the facts. I think we were there to provide the stuff that happens outside, the feelings from outside the White House, that ordinary people really need to keep this tax cut, that it's $2,000 or $3,000 a year in an average working person's pocket, and that money goes a long way. And it's also the kind of money that small businesses know actually really stimulates the economy. It's money that gets spent and gets moved around town, you know, to buy everything from shoes to cars, to buy meds for your grandma or school supplies for your kid.
You know, small businesses, you're a group that gets talked about a whole lot and a lot in this election. And
yes.
Frankly, a lot of people, Republicans, were saying that the tax cuts for the wealthiest, 2%, would be a bad idea for small businesses. That
fewer than 3% of small business owners or people who file their taxes with small business income in it, fewer than 3% make over $200,000 as individuals or $250,000 as couples. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about that very top 2 or 3%. And to say that we will hand down worse infrastructure, worse school systems, worse technology than we were handed because the top 2 or 3% aren't willing to just take home 60-something percent of their profits instead of 70-something percent of their profits is not the way the American economy and the justice in the American economy has worked in the past.
Mm-hmm. Must have been pretty exciting to get to the White House and to get into a room with the president and talk about something that you're obviously passionate about.
You know, I come from a blue-collar family. I'm the first to go to college. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.